Devil's Waltz by Jonathan Kellerman. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Ring out old shapes of foul disease. Ring out the narrowing lust of gold. Alfred Lord Tennyson. Chapter 1. It was a place of fear and myth, home of miracles and the worst kind of failure. I'd spent a quarter of my life there, learning to deal with the rhythm, the madness, the starched whiteness of it all. 5 years' absence had turned me into a stranger, and as I entered the lobby, anxiety tickled my belly. Glass doors, black granite floors, high concave travertine walls advertising the names of dead benefactors. Glossy depot for an unguided tour of uncertainty. Spring, outside, but in here, time had a different meaning. A group of surgical interns—God, they were taking them young—slouched by on paper-soled scrub slippers, humbled by double shifts. My own shoes were leather-bottomed, and they clacked on the granite. Ice-slick floors. I'd just started my internship when they'd been installed. I remembered the protests. Petitions against the illogic of polished stone in a place where children ran and walked and limped and wheeled. But some philanthropist had liked the look, back in the days when philanthropists had been easy to come by. Not much granite visible this morning. A crush of humanity filled the lobby, most of it dark-skinned and cheaply dressed, queued up at the glassed-in booths, waiting for the favors of stone-faced clerks. The clerks avoided eye contact and worshipped paper. The lines didn't seem to be moving. Babies wailed and suckled, women sagged, men swallowed curses and stared at the floor. Strangers bumped against one another and sought refuge in the placebo of banter. Some of the children, those who still looked